Patricia Reedinger, north of Maryland Avenue, 350 feet east of Route 1, being Lot 7, Section C. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Albert Reedinger, 6815 Glen Cove Drive, Clifton, Virginia. Owner of the property down Fenwick Island.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true or correct best knowledge?
Yes.
For the record, I'm John Sergovic and I represent the applicant. I'd like to apologize. My secretary, at the request of Dawn, faxed over what she thought was the appropriate plot, and it wasn't. The plot that was faxed over showed the property before the last variance. As you recall, perhaps the board may recall. As the board may recall, Mr. Reidinger and his wife asked for a variance so that their house that was then actually on the neighbor's lot line could be elevated, and because it was an old, this property is in unincorporated Fenwick on Maryland Avenue, and the property was built in the 60s, and it was an old type beach cottage, and the Reidingers wanted to floodproof the house, so they asked for elevation. And attached to the application was the variance the board granted to allow the elevation and required the house be centered and what have you. And that was done. And my clients were in the process of building what was needed from the fire code perspective, because they elevated their first floor living level above the floodplain. So the fire marshal, of course, requires ingress and egress from both the front and back. And the code enforcement official said that this violates the 5-foot elevation in the front yard for steps getting up to the first floor. My clients immediately stopped construction and filed this application. And to better identify where we are, this plot, I only have one copy, if you pass it on. This plot shows the footprint of the house authorized by the variance granted by this board in case number 8327, which is approved in 03. And required us to commence the improvements within 1 year of November 18th, 2003. To better illustrate what we're trying to do and to see, show that it's a minimum, this photograph depicts the partially constructed but now stopped construction of the steps. And again, my client's trying to minimize the encroachment by taking a step down, and then Mr. Roddy will explain how you're doing that.
Originally, when the draftsman created the base floor that we were going to put the house on, he projected the steps to come straight out from the house, almost to the street. even with the 21 and a half foot setback. What we had done, talking to our carpenter, was after we figured out it's the only place where we could put the steps anyway, was to put it on the switchback, that is to come down to a landing and turn back towards the house, stopping 3 feet from the base of the house. And that is the picture that you are looking at right now. So it's just a switchback, thus minimizing the encroachment, which I use that word, but at the time we didn't know that it was an encroachment. We do know only that the house, that it was recognized that we were going to lift the house. Well, it had front door and the back door. So we had to, still there on the front door, 11 feet up in the air. What do you do with it? So we just went ahead because of not knowing all these things, or at least I didn't, until we were told, stop, you are now in violation. And that was in April of this year. So that is where we are on, as far as the steps are concerned. The carpenter is continuing to turn the screened porch into a sunroom type porch, which has to be done because of before the water would come into the screened porch and fall into the ground. Now it would fall into the garage. So we're just turning it into that. So now that is where we are insofar as the work being done. No, nothing more further has been done on the steps. What you see there is exactly where they were when we were told that we are in violation, and that's exactly the way they look today.
Looking at the photograph, which shows that the house design has two garage under living space garage
bays,
right. Could you place steps within the allowed 5 feet area?
No, we could not, because we'd have to go across the top of the either one of the garages, garage openings, and then we would be over into the 7.5 foot, which is the distance when we move the house over into the center, which as were required. The max 7 foot one, 7 foot five, I think it is, in the centering of the house side to side. So we only had that very narrow slot on either side of the house to begin with.
So no matter how you place steps to get to the second floor, you'd have to get some kind of variance from that allowed 5 feet.
Absolutely. I think if I had known that back when we did it to begin with,
you would have applied for the variance then.
Variance on that.
Yeah, I think the question was the first variance didn't have a full print with respect to how do you get to the now authorized second floor, which is needed for flood insurance purposes. So whenever you're dealing with an old structure like this and trying to bring it into conformity for the biggest conformity thing was to get it into flood compliance, and then in order to try to fit the structure into a lot flood compliant, it just requires a series of variances to allow that to occur. And again, we're seeking the minimum authorized, which is this, you call it a switchback steps, and without the variance, can you access your second floor?
Not at all.
And are you required by fire marshal standards to access front and rear?
As I understand, we are, but I do not. I'm not fully conversant with fire all the provisions. I haven't gone through and looked at any of those. Excuse my voice.
But
I
in order,
allergies from the summer.
In order to obtain a building permit, didn't the building inspector say you need access to both the front and rear door?
My carpentry contractor, was the one who acquired the building permit, as did the house raiser. I did not talk to anyone about it, about the permits. They were obtained for me. So, as I said, until April of this year, I knew nothing.
I think that concludes our formal presentation.
You did move the house to the middle of the lot, is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes. That we have the...
Maybe I misunderstood Mr. Sergovic. The survey that's part of our application shows about 7 foot something. Is that where it's actually
yes,
located?
Yes, that was...
It should be located in conformance with variance. I had
seven 714 off of each side.
Yeah, which is the center. And the front setback was the averaging... And the 10-foot you're showing in there was the original design without the switchback.
Okay, the steps, right. Okay, I understand.
This was the post-survey that was taken as required under the original variance request. And also the elevation certifications, all those things were done in 2005. We've had a couple of contractor problems getting them.
One question.
Sure.
Have you considered a spiral staircase?
The contractor tried to do that, but you cannot. There's not enough room, really. You mean just to go down like this in front? That would be very. I think he did something along those lines, computer-wise, and it just did not work out at all.
That would make it difficult to get furniture in and out too.
Oh Lord, yes. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. If you want to please come forward and be sworn in.
Dominic Mara, Middletown, Delaware. 1086 Shell Cross Lake Road, that's Middletown, and we live next door as a beach home.
Leslie Mara, 1086 Shell Cross Lake Road, Middletown, Delaware.
Okay. Can you swear you both in? You swear testimony you're about to give true correct personal knowledge?
Sorry. I do.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some paperwork while I'm here. One more copy of that. Three copies of the same thing. Good evening. I guess we're almost done.
Pardon me?
I guess we're almost done tonight, right? I wrote up a little something. We've been involved with the Rindingers and their... original application for a variance that they applied on September 22nd of 2003, requesting a 7-foot variance from the side yard setback and a 22-foot front yard setback for the house. And as Mr. Sergovic stated, the variance was approved on the condition that the existing dwelling be set in the center of the property and that an as-built survey be submitted upon completion of construction. The lot size is 50 by 100. The size of the Rindinger's home is 34.5 foot wide by 45 foot deep. The house didn't change. They just, lifted it up. It's unfortunate that the Rindingers are seeking another variance for the front yard setback requirements after knowingly relocating their house under the approved variance. In fact, I had a copy of the plan they submitted for the other variance, which shows... They knew they had to put steps out to get from the second floor down. Their house could have been moved back from the street when they put it on the cinder block foundation. In fact, it looks like they had 35 feet from the house to the rear yard property line. And the rear yard setback is, 10 feet? So that left him another 25 feet to push that house back if he needed to get his stairs, you know, the way he wanted them. It looks to me like the front of the house is set back about 20 foot from the road at the east corner and 21 feet at the west corner. Since the house was relocated to a 20-foot setback from the road, I assumed that they would have an interior staircase constructed within their garages. And there's a picture of that with showing the front of their home, which, you know, they've constructed the exterior staircase. All the homes built after 1970 are set back about 20 feet from the street, and that was the average. I think Mr. Sigovic also said that was the average that was established. Some of the older homes, the old cottages, you know, are closer than that, but none of them are closer than 7 feet. There's another picture that is labeled Maryland Avenue West to East, which shows the street view of the Rittendinger's staircase. Our concern is that if the variance is granted, then the street averages will be skewed for all future building activities. The Rittendingers do have room to construct an inside staircase in the garages, so the denial of the variance is not going to be a hardship on the Rittendingers. In fact, I heard rumors that they have their son-in-law, who's a carpenter, is coming, and he's going to construct an inside staircase for them when he comes in on vacation. The Rittendingers were fully aware that the board granted them this variance, and Mr. Rittendinger is a retired attorney. You know, he knows the point of fact. I guess they just figured that they put the house in its new location. The board will just allow them to have put the stairs where they please. In fact, the house is not even centered on the lot. The lots are all cocked, and that's why you see, I guess, I don't have his plan, but you can see, you know, he didn't cock it. He put it straight in there. You know what? That's minor. Who cares about that? But I don't want to see the staircase coming all the way out to the road. We have commercial property down the end of the street that is going to go. And then, you know, there we go. We're out to the side of the road with more development because of what he's done. He has room to put a staircase. He has a staircase on the side of the house already. I think we have a picture that shows that too. And he accesses his second floor from that side staircase. So my suggestion is he can close off the front door that he screened in his porch, put another window in there, access from the interior, and you're good to go.
There's plenty of room between the two garage doors to put in a front entrance if he wishes, and he can pop a staircase inside his home. Does not need to do that to the street. As far as the fire issue, I know of no such that you need two egresses, because all our neighbors to the west of us have one staircase going in. The same thing, they enter their home from the side. The neighbors across the street, the same thing, they have one staircase with an additional staircase on the inside of the home. We have a front door with a staircase. Ours is recessed back into the home. It does not come out onto, you know, the area where beyond where we're allowed. So, you know, you gave him the opportunity to conform, and he hasn't conformed. You know, he brought in his parameters. He knew the parameters. He knew that he had to move the house so far back to put the staircase in. I mean, this is just bluffing the board here. It's not bluffing anyone else. It's ridiculous that if he didn't have any room at the back because his home was so large that he didn't have the extra 35 feet that he has, or the 25 feet that he could push that home back, then I could see where that may be a problem. But when you have all that space and you push it to the line, then what variance are we looking for here? What's the issue? You can't tell me that you didn't know where the steps were going to end up. And they're correcting the stairs by not putting them 7 feet to the street.
And I have this if you needed to see. This was his original submittal with the variance.
You have that?
As to the flood issue, I'd look at the cinder block because I think the vents are too high for that too, but that's his issue.
Sort of. Might speak. So, that's our points.
You only have one entrance on your high school?
We have two. Ours is recessed in.
Recessed in?
Yes, at the front. It recesses in about 10 feet in, and then the staircase comes down.
And you didn't have to have that. You only needed one.
Correct.
Yeah, you only need one. Commercial code says that you need two means of egress within 50 feet of a point of exit at any point. I'm a commercial realtor. That's the only reason I know that. Residential, I've never seen a code that...
If, you know, there's homes right now that are conforming homes, and they only have one staircase directly across the street. If you look at the pictures, every one of those homes has one staircase in, and that's it. And then they have connecting staircase between decks and things out back. But
the brand new one at the corner
at
only
the corner,
has
one staircase.
The
right,
other corner has one
issue.
Staircase.
There's no egress issues. Absolutely none.
Any further questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, there being no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 9514. Check on the building code of that. The stairs. Yeah. Need one or two.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 9514 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, if you do a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion carries.